This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. And we welcome you to the program. It is good to have you along today as we travel to Milton and the Hand Up Foundation. It's been around for 15 years. They're celebrating their birthday this year, and we're going to update you on the work they do because there's a lot of it. And there's a chance today on the program to hear from the founder and director, Doug Diven. He's also going to be joined by several staff and even some folks that are utilizing the services of Hand Up Foundation. Thanks for being with us, Doug.
Doug, we'll start our visit to Hand Up Foundation here, right inside your offices. The awareness of this, as we mentioned before we went on tape today, sometimes is lacking, or people are not aware of the full scope of this place. Give me a summary of what all this is.
Yeah, we're known to be the best kept secret in Milton, and we're probably most well known for the store and for our recycling center. So everybody thinks, oh, Hand Up, they're a store, they're a recycling center. And the reality is they're only a means to an end. We generate income from the store and from recycling, and that helps us with our ultimate goal of life change ministry. And so the real work of Hand Up is in our women's home. It is in our support groups, our man club and women club. It is in our quasi church that we have that's designed for people in poverty, designed for down and out, for kind of the non-traditional crowd. And so that's the ministry part that people don't always, they're not aware of unless they're here for our services.
Give me the origins of this.
I was a youth pastor at a local church here for almost 15 years and felt a stirring in my heart to leave the traditional church and to really serve people in the community. And so we resigned our position. And we actually, the church that I was participating with locally here was Christ Wesleyan Church. And they gave us support for 2 years to help get things off the ground. And then we were able to stand on our own 2 feet after that. And so that's the origins. We didn't know exactly how to serve people initially, but the Lord gave us scripture, and that's the parable of the sheep and the goats. And there was 6 things that the sheep were doing that we attempt to do. And that was providing drink, providing food, providing clothing, providing housing, ministering to the sick, and ministering to the imprisoned.
And you're covering those and more, it seems. Would you say the newest addition is the women's home, or is there something even newer than that?
The newest addition is the women's home. We are in process of expanding back into, there's a real need for affordable housing in this community, and so we're building a 6-unit, one-bedroom efficiency apartments this spring, and we also recently purchased another home to rehab and then to be able to offer it at affordable housing for people, and we really are looking within the next year or two to open up a home for men as well as the women.
And that's obviously not sitting on your hands. It's always a work in progress.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've started. We go in each Tuesday night into the Union County Jail and offer Bible studies. And then we really, that gives us a connection point for these men. And we try to, our real ministry is when they get out. Most of these guys are local. And so when they get out, there's a lot of needs that they have. Many times it's they don't have a driver's license. They don't have a place to go. They've burned all their bridges for their family. And they really just need a restart. And that comes with our man club. We really teach them how to be a man.
Okay. And now, as we mentioned, the thrift shop, which is a thing a lot of people are aware of. But how does that work? A lot of people supporting that with donations and so forth. And
yeah, the thrift store has a lot of different moving pieces to it. One of them is we work with 3 different agencies for special needs. And so we have Milton High School special needs students come over pretty every week. We have people from other services or other agencies that come in. But we're also a community service site. So if somebody gets in a little bit of trouble and they have to do court-mandated community service, we are approved for that. So we have contacts with people that way. And as they come in and they do their community service, we get to know them. We invite them to church. We really invite them to look at their lives. And we also have all of our staff are Christians. And so they look for people in the store that are distraught that they can minister to. We had one lady one time in the middle of the store got a phone call from her doctor, and doctor told her that her cancer had returned. And suddenly she just fell apart, and one of our ladies saw and went over to her, asked her if she would be willing to sit in the back room and talk to her, and they were back there for about 2 hours, and the lady came out completely different from when she walked in. The music, we've had people say, you know, I came in a bad mood, and the music just made a difference. And the store itself, we're different from all the others. I'm not knocking everybody else because there's some good stores around. But one thing that separates us apart is we're the only ones that carry furniture and appliances. And that's a big need for people that are low income.
And I just walked through there before I came to see you today. And you have kind of a little setup there. It looks like a room with some of the stuff on display.
Yeah, the ladies do a great job in setting up little vignettes. So we'll take a couch that was donated from one place with an end table donated from someplace else. And they'll pull together like what a whole room would look like. So you could come in and buy, you know, a whole bedroom set. You can buy a whole living room set, you know, with all the wall hangings and everything.
Is the ministry generally run on volunteers?
Yes, we have about a $600,000 a year budget, and we fluctuate anywhere from 10 to 18 paid staff. But we have a lot of temporary people that will come in, and we'll give them a job for a couple of weeks, even a couple months, as a bridging the gap for them to find a more permanent job. And one thing I will say, we converted our recycling center that we largely, all of our staff in recycling has some sort of a criminal record. And so it's kind of a start over for them. They can build up the resume with us. And they do a great job. These guys found the Lord. They love the Lord. They're ministering to each other. They minister to community service people as they come in. We also have people that come in from the Lewisburg Penitentiary twice a week. And we have a men's Bible study just for the recycling crew that meets every Tuesday morning.
And you got a pretty good sized place here, but it is kind of nondescript.
Yeah, the store and the recycling center is 28,000 square feet, and then we have about 12,000 square feet of office space in the church and the food bank, plus the house and what we're building.
And the church.
Yes, when we started, we tried to minister to people and then encourage them to get involved in churches, but the kind of people that we deal with, they don't really fit in with a normal middle-class church. And so we just found that we wanted to create a niche church. There's a certain group of people that are in our community that don't fit in a normal church, but they fit in ours.
Back to the recycling, we didn't get into that as much, but you guys recycle a lot of different materials.
We recycle more than any other recycler in the area. Within 50 miles, we're the only recyclers of styrofoam right now. And we do your typical paper. We do 7 different types of paper. We do 3 different types of plastic. We also do electronics. We are the only ones around licensed to handle Freon. I mean, we use the term, you know, trash to treasure. We take other people's trash and we treasure it. We can take people's clothes that they don't use anymore and has no value to them, but it has great value to us. Same thing with old refrigerators that break down, have no use to anybody, but to us, we can break them down, and a typical refrigerator is worth about $10 to us. We take all of that money and we put it back into ministry.
Thank you, Doug, for the introduction to Hand Up Foundation. We're going to move on now to Patty Snyder, who is the director at the Renewed Hope Women's Home.
Okay, so the Renewed Hope Women's Home is for women to reset their lives, to start over. They might have gone down one track and are feeling a really huge need to change their lives. It's a 6-month in-house program. First 3-4 months, we dig pretty deep into past and why maybe things happened the way they did. So then we start the healing process, and we talk about restoration and forgiveness and what it looks like to have a life with Christ. And then the last couple months, we're working on them becoming sustainable. So we're working on looking at getting a job. We're looking at what it takes. Sometimes they need a driver's license. There's so many aspects to the Renewed Hope program. At that point, we're looking to reconnect with family members that maybe they were not connected with at the time.
How did you get involved?
I have a background in domestic violence and sexual assault. I did 22 years working for a program. So Doug had asked me several times about coming over, and it was close to me getting ready to retire, and I had a love for Hand Up. Hand Up has always been part of our lives, so this was an opportunity to give back to the community.
So the your background really translates well to what you're doing then.
Absolutely. I came in with a lot of experience, and we know that most of the women who are going to be coming through our program have past sexual assault or domestic violence. It's prevalent, and we know that. We also know that it takes more than just a month of programming. We know that it takes 6 months or longer. Once they're out of our program, we're encouraging and following them for another year just to be a support system.
And talk a bit about the assistance program then.
Okay, so we have the assistance program. It is one of the main programs we have here. We assist people with sometimes their electric bill, if they're falling behind. We have the vehicle to work program. So when we have vehicles donated, we can help people get, you know, work off the vehicle to be able to get to their employment. It's important for people to be able to have their own transportation in this area. So I'll just throw this out. If there's anybody that has a vehicle that they're thinking about trading in, think about Hand Up. It'll be a tax donation for you, and it's something that we really need to help our community members.
Give me some idea of how you guys mesh with the local governments and agencies.
Yes, we work really well with Milton Borough. Have a very good relationship with them. As a matter of fact, a couple years ago, Milton does a Milton Harvest Fest every year, and they every year have a theme for their parade. And the one year, the theme was Hope for Milton. And we were chosen, Hand Up was chosen as kind of the poster child for Hope for Milton, and they asked me to be the grand marshal and all of that, as well as the borough recycling center is right down the street from our recycling center. And they, because we are in the borough, they get credit for all of the tonnage that we process, which adds up to dollars.
Wow.
For them. So they love us.
Yeah. Works out well.
Yes, and we work well with the Milton School District on a lot of different levels, whether it's through the recycling program or whether it's through the store. We work with the Milton School District with food needy families. So we're pretty well tied in. And we've had a number of government agents here. Congressman Chris Carney was here, and he made a really glowing comment. He said, with every other nonprofit that we visited, every one we would have to give them money to help sustain them. And with Hand Up, it wouldn't be sustaining money. It would be investing. It would allow them to expand and to grow. And so we had a lot of support from him, and We Merrill Phillips was really supportive of us, and his predecessor at this point is now very supportive of us, and it's important for us to be connected.
Our assistance program is based on a Hand Up, not a handout, and one of the things that we pride ourselves with is giving people opportunity to get back to the community even when they are receiving something from us. So every time someone comes in for an assistance and fills out the application for assistance, we explain to them that they have an opportunity to give back to the community by coming in and volunteering. Volunteering is one of our biggest things that we can do for the community, is to volunteer. We love our volunteers. We want volunteerism to happen. So when somebody receives something, they get to give something back.
And we're always looking for them, volunteers,
too. Absolutely. We could use volunteers in the store, in recycling, in the food bank that we have. We're the Milton Food Bank. And for the women's home, we are looking for people to volunteer overnights on in weekends if they have something. If people have special skills that they'd like to help our women learn, that's the things that we like to do. We like our volunteers to feel like they're an active part of Hand Up.
And we move on to the store now to learn more about that and the folks who work there. We're going to hear from Christy Diven in just a few moments. And we have another guest with us, first of all.
Okay, my name is Linda Klinger. I'm the assistant manager at Hand Up Store. And our store, every single thing you see in here has been donated. And then we decide whether we're going to clean it up and put it out on the floor for a minimal amount to sell, or we're going to recycle it, or we put some stuff out for free because we can't put it on in the store. The store gives people the opportunity, like there's a couple of kids in here from Milton Life Skills class that come in here every day for 2 hours, and they do various jobs that we have them do, empty garbage, put books out, dust, vacuum. Always something to do. And so that gives them a chance to work on their job skills.
Talk about some of the needs you have. Are there certain things that that moves more quickly that maybe you could use more donations of?
Our furniture and appliances usually is what sells the best. Unfortunately, those are the items you don't get in the most, the washers, the dryers, the refrigerators. But when we do get them in, you know, we sell them at a good discounted price.
And some of these items, like the furniture or the appliances, people call in here and they say, we need to go pick it up. And so we ask that they send a picture so that we can determine whether it's something that we can put in the store for sale. And then our driver goes and picks up stuff. But sometimes people just bring in truckloads, carloads,
Our quality on the floor, we do try to put out our best. Sometimes people have made mention about the prices might be a little high, but we put out what we would want to wear. We don't put out things with stains and tears. New things that we're starting this year for sales promotional ideas, we have a promotion for each day of the week, Monday through Friday, that we're going to start doing, which will be starting shortly. And we also have a designated area for a dollar rack for women and for men. That people will be able to see, and it will be their go-to rack, but like she said, our Hand Up Foundation is a host site for other organizations like Career Link, like a 55 and over program such as A4TD, Experience Works, the Milton's career class, so that they're able to come here and get job readiness, job skills that they, may not have yet, such as in retail or recycling. So Suncom people come here every day of the week also. So it's great to have other people in the community come here to do that and to be a host site for that.
And as we mentioned earlier, the Women's Home is the newest addition to the Hand Up Foundation complex here in Milton. So let's talk to one of the women who has been helped.
Okay, well, my name is Felicia Moore. I'm from Philadelphia. I live in the Women's Home. It's a six-month program that help you with life skills, jobs, getting yourself back together if you was in a domestic violence or you grew up with family issues. They help you get back on track with that.
How did you find out about it?
I came from Transitions in Lewisburg, and one of the staff there, she know Miss Patty Snyder, so she told me about the program. And they also help you with getting your license in the car. They help you pay off your fines, if you have any. And I volunteer in the store from 9 to 5 every day, sometimes Saturdays, to help me with my fines and stuff. And it also helped me with living in the home. I brought God into my life since I've been in the program. I've been going to the church that's part of the program and everything. And we get ready to celebrate our graduation in April.
Okay. And What would you say if someone asked you about this? Say, what has this done for you?
It actually changed me a whole lot. It took me out of being proactive to being reactive. Because I used to just jump at the least slightest thing and fuss somebody. Now I'll sit and think about it before I react.
And before we wrap up our program today on Hand Up Foundation, we're going to look through the recycling center, which we've heard mentioned. And Albert Carroll works in there. He also has some information for us about the church that is on site, also mentioned by Doug Diven at the beginning of our program today.
We take any of your Freon products from refrigerators to air conditioners, water coolers. There is a rate on all of them. The smaller refrigerators, along with your air conditioners and water coolers, dehumidifiers, are $5 a piece. Then your deep freezers and the stand-up refrigerators are $8 a piece. I could actually give you a price list of all this stuff.
Wow.
That we take in, you know what I mean, and what we charge for, and the stuff that we do not charge for as well.
And I see clothing here, plastic, paper shredding.
Yeah, this stuff over here is office white paper. It can't be any of anything with the shiny gloss to it is the mixed paper here. And we do clothing that is unable to be reused. We actually sell or recycle that as well.
And that's not something you find many places probably around here.
I know that there is a place down in Sealands Grove, okay. But other than that, no, I don't know.
And that's not one you commonly think of that people say, oh, I'm going to recycle the clothes.
Right.
And is this, how long does this operate? Is this weekdays?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday we're closed, and then Saturday is 9 to 1.
And you probably have a pretty regular clientele that keep coming back?
Yeah, we have regulars that come in weekly for sure.
Okay, wow.
I just came home from prison in June 29th of last year. From everything that I've seen this ministry do is above and beyond most of your typical churches for sure. They reach out to people like me, people that most churches... I shouldn't say most churches, that your stereotypical church, I guess I could say, would frown upon. They help uplift and that's the type of people that they want at their church.
And Albert Carroll wraps up today's program sharing about the value he's taken away from Hand Up Foundation and especially the church and the recycling center where he is working. Thanks for being with us on the program today. We want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.